Hey there, how's it going? Welcome to Beanie Boys Podcast with Brian and Jake.
Episode 6.
I'm Jake.
I'm Brian.
We usually do that backwards just because that's how it goes.
We're switching it up this time.
Yeah. So, we are here today in 2022, as you know. Things are being shaken up here and there. Thought we'd go through some news that has come across our plate. And maybe kick it off with some local news. How about that?
Yeah, I don't have a story, so this is all you.
It's all me. Okay. In news this week, the Portland Pickles mascot shared a photo. It had a takeover of their Twitter, and it, mascot takeover, which is always fun. And they shared a photo, but in that photo, the mascot, which is a pickle in a baseball uniform.
He is a gherkin.
He has his gherkin. Well, some may say it was his gherkin, but the photo that he posted looked like he had his gherkin showing, and it was sticking out the striped baseball outfit.
I didn't know that was real. I thought that was literally a like a meme. Like, I thought someone, like, made that. I didn't know that was an actual real story.
Yeah, I feel like it was supposed to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like a planned, like, oops, we did this wrong. 'Cause I think
they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, exactly. They also tagged some other famous accounts in the photo, and they tagged Corn Nuts. They tagged Slim Jim.
They tagged Slim Jim?
Yeah, and then some other account as well. But they all, you know, had a euphemism in their name, which was pretty great, I thought. And so, after two tweets, the Portland Pickles mascot Twitter takeover was resigned because they said, you know, it was a mistake to let him post at all. And,
the guy got fired?
What? Yeah, I think it was all a ploy. I think it was to, like, stir up some controversy on the internet, and then you get, you know, people start sharing it, like, look what happened. But they didn't do anything wrong. It was, like, a mascot. And
yeah,
there wasn't any, like, nudity or anything like that. It just looked like a puppet pickle.
But, I mean, think about this, being, like, a fan of the Portland Pickles.
Yeah.
Is imagine that, like, okay, my mascot is... My mascot is a dog. My mascot is a pickle, and he's showing his pickle.
Yeah, he is. They also tagged Manscaped. So,
oh,
like,
ooh, it was okay, Manscaped. That's pretty dope.
It was. I feel like it was a ploy.
Yeah,
if I would say so. In other news, a festival lineup came out this week, and it blew up the internet.
Oh, so that is the fake Firefest of 2022.
Did you see it?
Yeah. I mean, everyone. It's on everyone's story.
Yeah.
That's literally all you're going to see.
It's called When We Were Young, and it's this year in Las Vegas, which already just sounds like a disaster of a festival, like being in Las Vegas in the summer.
Yeah.
Plus, there was like 40 bands on there. It's got My Chemical Romance, Paramore... Avril Lavigne is going to be... She's going to make a comeback, I guess? Or is she back already? I don't know.
No, she made a comeback. And she has, like, a new song that came out.
Oh.
And, but, like, all of the whole thing with that is that it's all these bands, and it's only 12 hours. It's one day. It's by Live Nation. And
right.
They're famous for not doing returns.
Right.
And then also it's all these bands, half the bands don't even know they signed up for it. And I'm like, dude, this is Firefest.
Because it's bands that, like, have been not a band.
I don't even think they're,
like,
alive.
Not been on tour.
Yeah.
Not been making music. It's, I feel like they'll be playing their, like, 2012 hits.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got the zoomies.
But, yeah, I think it'll be... I guess we'll find out. Because I'm not going.
Yeah.
But people are gonna go because people love that shit.
Is it... How much is it? It's like $300?
It's like $300. It's only one day. Like, I wouldn't pay... I wouldn't pay $300 for, like, a 2-day.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's... way too good to be true. What are they gonna play, like, one song each, and then they boo off stage, or like they go off stage?
Yeah, they're getting booed off stage because they haven't played music in like 10 years. I paid good money
to boo these bands that aren't even bands anymore. But like a lot of those bands are just, it's just way too good to
like
be true.
Bright Eyes is gonna be there. Mayday Parade. Who else is, like, Bless the Fall or something? I don't know.
There's a lot of people
there.
A bunch
of, like, screamo bands from when we were in high school. AFI.
Ooh, AFI. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure all of those bands haven't played in years.
Yeah. And there's, like, a Jimmy Eat World's going to be there, too.
Oh, Jimmy Eat World. Do you remember the song that they had? It was...
The Middle?
Yeah. The music video to that was like,
oh,
it was,
I haven't seen
the music video. Is like this, like they're at a party and like they're like at an underwear party and it's a guy and a girl and they're like, I'm nervous, and everyone's like, oh, in their ABC underwear
party? Anything but clothes.
Yeah, but it's like tidy whities. It's like clearly 2000, and then like it looks like a scene out of like American Pie or something like that.
Oh.
And then at the very end, spoiler alert, but at the very end they're like, we're not gonna do this, because it was like a guy and girl, and they're like, I don't want to get naked in front of people, I'm nervous, and then they don't, and then they walk out, and they walk out like hand in hand, but they're fully clothed, and you're like, so you guys just didn't want to have fun? Like, yeah. That's literally the whole thing. I'm like,
everyone's naked, or like everyone's in the underwear, so like can't get embarrassed.
Well, I would watch that like on TRL, kind of like in
was
the mornings.
Was it blurred
out? No, it was, I mean, like no one was naked. It was just like underwear, like tidy whities. But you're like, you know, when you're 12 and you see people in underwear, you're like, oh my god, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I remember that music video was stupid. But if they're playing.
But you would see them.
I would totally see them. Because they're definitely one of those bands that are like, dude, they're old, but like they still jam out. And yeah. That's what the whole thing is, that like this is such like, okay, we've had so many years of COVID, and you know what? We're going to make your 13-year-old emo dream come true.
Right.
All your favorite bands are going to be performing for one day. If it was 3 days...
Yeah.
More relatable.
I guess, and like even above the price tag, so like maybe like $500, sure. Like if... I would maybe think about it, actually, for 3 days. But, like, a one-day festival should be, like, max $200.
Yeah, but, I mean, it is all these people that, like, everyone's thinking, like, dude, if this is real, this is too good to be true kind of thing. And, like, yeah, I'll pay any amount of money to see this band play again.
Just
like,
your childhood favorites.
Yeah, it sounds like the Warped Tour.
Yeah, it pretty much was Warped Tour, but in a day. Because, like, Warped Tour actually had a schedule, and, like, it was a tour, so... They had done it like 30 times.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Oh yeah, and
I never went.
There was
though.
Like seven stages too.
Never went.
I went 1 year. It was actually pretty fun.
What year was it?
It was like 2009. Like I was about to graduate high school.
Yeah.
And
but like Warped Tour is funny because I feel like it was definitely one of those where Warped Tour was like you had to been like 18 reckless or like you're like, I wonder if there's people that like grew up listening to that music and they're like 40, like they're our age, and they're like youngsters, you know what I mean? Like what is the age, do you think, if that was the, if this festival actually happened and we were like, okay, we're all like, everyone that likes this music is clearly in their 30s, so everyone's like, calm down, we're trying to enjoy the music, like you're turning a bunch of whippersnappers, you know.
I'm not trying to mosh.
Yeah,
I'm like, trying to like make sure you have plenty of water, like
I'm gonna stay
I'm gonna bring a blanket,
yeah,
so I'm gonna be comfortable. Like,
I gotta get my
ground.
Folding chair because my back hurts. I can't stand, hopefully no one stands in front of me.
It'll be like a summer concert in the park instead of Warped Tour.
You were gonna be like those old people at like a venue or like a music, like in the lawn chairs, and you're like, I'm gonna sit,
yeah,
because I don't have to see them, I can just hear them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, oh god, that's gonna be terrible.
I think it's like someone did the math, so there's three stages for like 40 bands, maybe more than 40, I don't know, maybe like 50 bands, three stages, it's 12 hours or 13 hours, I believe, and so every band has 30 minutes, which is like not enough to get, and that's not like 30 minutes to play, it's 30 minutes to
set
get
up.
Set up, to play, and to like, you gotta transfer the next band, unless everyone's using the same guitar and the same like drum set.
They're all old, they're all the same band. It's literally like, alright, go, everyone's just using like old equipment that they aren't familiar with anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, we haven't played in like 20 years, so We don't have to have our own stuff. Yeah. It's not going to matter.
But then like Paramore and like I Need to Remember and all Jimmy World, they wouldn't have a 30-minute set. They would want to play like a longer one because like they're the headliners.
Yeah.
So then it gives like all the other bands like, what, 15 minutes? It's like, that's not going to work.
It's going to be two songs and then you're like, oh, thank you, good night.
Yeah.
And that's it. You're like, all right, I guess, I mean, but if it's like two of their bangers, like right. Blink-182 just came up out of nowhere and I was at like a show and they're like, hey, we're just going to open, but we're only playing two songs. I would be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll see it.
I'll listen to those two.
I bet you people will
$300.
Will pay for that though, because it's so fake that I thought it was literally like a meme the whole time. Yeah, we have a new member. We
might as well just jump
podcast.
Onto that subject. There's a little dude right next to here.
Yeah,
me, chewing
he's
on my
a
finger.
Little gremlin. We me and Gabe
not
just
me.
Adopted. I didn't say you.
You said we. But
no, I said
not,
me and Gabe.
Not me and you. Me,
Gabe and
you.
I. Just adopted a dog like 2 days ago, and he is a little gremlin. And this is the roughest I've ever seen him play. He just saw Jake, and he was like, I want to bite this guy. And, I mean, that's how everyone feels when they meet
right.
you, you know? So it makes sense. Either I want to hump you
people
or I want to bite you.
People,
you know?
And people don't want to hump me. They want to bite me.
Yeah, it's like, hey, like, I know we just met, but I'm going to bite you. So, like, it's crazy because you're probably the second person that he's met. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the first person he met was Aaron. So apparently everyone he thinks that comes over is going to be double the size of his owners.
Right.
So should be interesting. I mean, he seems really, like, when he first met you, he, like, laid in your lap and was kissing you, and now
yeah.
he's trying to explore, he's trying to do his dominance on you,
right? I know. And it's
like,
it's kind of working.
Yeah, I mean, you could just lay down and take it.
Yeah,
but no. You're supposed to be the dominant one, and you're, you know, tries
yeah.
to hump you, you kind of just give him a like, I don't think so. You start humping him,
right?
That's how he showed dominance.
How's the first few nights been?
The first few nights have been interesting. We got him home and he was all drugged out. So we picked him up and he was in like a little cone and he just got fixed. And so I think he was just like totally on drugs when we picked him up, because like the vet brought him out and just straight up get him.
He's down now.
He's down. Hey. But yeah, he's been interesting. He's definitely been all over the place. He has moments where he goes insane, and then he has moments where he's quiet, and he's, I don't know where he is, under the table?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, is this how parenting feels like? You're just like,
so.
One
so
minute.
It's like the first few nights of having a baby. They cry all night, and like they need to get at least a few like days acclimated to like what your schedule is.
Yeah.
So you can, you know.
I feel like everyone who has a dog or adopted a dog, it's kind of like, all right, cool. Now there's this like living being in my house and he is just going insane for no reason at all.
Yeah.
And you're like, why are you doing this to me, dude? Like, I think every owner will probably be like that. Like, be like
right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like the first few days I wanted to throw him in a dumpster, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's parenting.
Like, did I make a mistake? But no.
Yeah, like, you're like, all right, you know, it's one of those where you, like, you meet, like, a new parent, and they're like, it gets better over time.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you can just tell, like, they just have to say that, you know?
Yeah, the first day they're like, why don't I have a baby? And then
yeah.
the second about they're like, oh, I love this. This
yeah,
is fantastic.
Yeah, you're like, all right, this baby's starting to understand what's going on, so we're cool now. I don't
yeah.
want to throw you out the window.
Right. Yeah.
But it brings it up to when was your first animal, and how old were you?
There was a dog there when I was born. His name was Chico.
Hey, Chico!
Black lab. But my parents, I think, gave him to some friends or gave him to the farm. I don't know the reason they tell you as a kid.
Yeah, they always say, like, oh, he went to, like, a better life. Or
yeah,
like,
exactly. But he didn't die. They just, like, had to give him away because we had my sister, so it was just going to be too much.
Yeah.
But
they're like, we got a dog. We got two dogs because Jake's a dog.
Yeah.
And then they're
like,
we got
we
the sister. You know, we can't do it.
But, my parents got me hamsters.
Oh, I always wanted a hamster.
Yeah.
They creep me out till this day.
They're,
those big-ass teeth.
Beady eyes.
Yeah. They're the devil.
Yeah.
Like, nah, dude. If someone got me a hamster, I'm like, dude, return this shit to Petco, dude. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Oh, I wanted it so bad.
What'd you name them?
So there's two, a boy and a girl, There was Speedy was the boy with like he had like red eyes. He was scary looking.
Yeah.
And he was white hair. And then
albino hamster.
Yeah, something like that. And then the girl, I don't know. But the thing is, she died like 5 days in.
After you got her?
Yeah.
Did the other hamster like eat him? Like, don't they do that? Don't hamsters do that? Or is that right. Nice?
Well, so the Pekka people, I guess they told, I don't know how old I was. I was probably like 10 or who knows. But they told us to like not put them in the same cage together.
Dude, he ate her. ate her.
They put them together. It wasn't the same cage, but it was like in a... It was like a cage match, essentially.
Yeah, he put them in a steel cage match overnight, and we're not going to watch them, and we're going to see what... It's a Royal Rumble.
It was kind of like a WWE like toy, you know, like with the ropes. And then I just put them in there and said, hey, fight it out.
Yeah.
And he didn't eat her, but...
he killed her.
He's like scratched her, and she like had internal bleeding or something like that. And so like my sisters always blame me for it, which it was my fault. But how was I supposed to know? I mean, they told me.
Just but. Everyone that told you not to do this. But like you're 10.
Yeah.
So it's like being a 10-year-old.
Yeah, you're like, and oh, then, why? Let me just try to see what happens.
Did you hear like squeals? Like did you just like wake up?
I think we
like,
just found... I don't know if I was watching the entire time, but like...
Are you sure you're not a serial killer? Because that's how serial killers are born.
True, yeah.
I put the hamsters they knew.
Dude, I cried so much after that. Oh, I felt so much guilt.
You don't even remember the girl's name.
No, I know, because it was so short. But then Speedy, we had him for like 2 years or something like that.
Oh, that serial killer? You kept him? We let him go.
And then he like would always bite my finger. And
they would just have like those two big teeth, right?
Yeah.
Well, because
I was like, oh, I'll play with them.
Did you ever
run around the house?
Did you ever read the Goosebumps with like the hamster?
No.
That like I forgot what that like I think of it right now in my mind, but like there's the Goosebumps and there's like the hamster and it's like a whole thing of like this hamster coming to life, like they're fake. This hamster like is evil and it's like eating people. Like I don't know, Goosebumps is like 20 pages long. I should just read it.
Right. We'll read it for the next episode.
Yeah, I forgot, but like it. I remember I was obsessed with Goosebumps, and literally I wanted to get a hamster because of that.
Because you wanted it to become evil. Well, mine became evil. So
yeah, you have that actual. That's the Goosebumps. They it like was. They took it out of your life and they wrote a story about you.
Yeah.
And your murderer hamster.
I know.
But, like, yeah, I think hamsters are, like, do people buy them anymore? I know.
I've seen them at Petco, yeah.
Yeah, they're always at Petco. But you know why? Because like no one wants
$9.
Them. Yeah, I'm like, should I get one just for like a month? And, like, no. They're terrifying. Yeah. Like,
no, the thing lasted forever, too. I mean, like, it's an animal. So, like, they have, like you know, expected life. And I think it was, like, 6 years or something like that. But... After 2 years, or maybe it was even like 1 year, we gave it to our cousin, who was like younger than us by 2 years maybe, and he like loved it.
Yeah.
And it lasted for like 6 or 7 years after that. I was like, oh, I couldn't imagine having it for 8 years.
Well, that's when like, what would be a pet that like you wouldn't want? Because I think if someone gave me like a snake or like a bearded dragon or something like that,
yeah.
Or like a tarantula,
ooh.
I would be like, no. That thing is going to, like, come... He's going to get out of his cage. I was going to say come to life. All these animals are fake, by the way.
Alive.
Yeah. And, like, he's going to, like, attack me in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah.
I don't know anyone who has a tarantula, but or, like, or those big-ass spiders at Petco. Mm-hmm. But why is it that I always pass by it, and I look at him, and I shiver, and I'm like, ooh, I do not want that in my room. I do not want that in my house. I don't even want to go to someone who has one.
Yeah.
I mean, someone that's 32 right now having a tarantula, I don't even know if I want to hang out with them. You know, like, that would be kind of weird, you know?
Like, they bring them out and play with them. They're all like...
The tarantula?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, put on your shoulder?
No. Yeah. I will literally throw my shirt off, dude. Like, I mean, like, spiders scare the hell out of me, but, like, if it's a big one, I mean, so if it's a small one, if it's not in my house, I will not... kill a spider.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's in my house and I'm like in my underwear and I'm like, you gotta go, like, you know, like those moments where you're like, he's in a corner and you're like, he's above my bed.
Oh yeah. Oh, if, yeah. I have everyone like come down on its web towards me.
I mean, if he comes towards me, I had like a jumping spider one time where it was on the roof, and then like me and my brother were like 12. Mm-hmm. We would take turns killing it. Mostly it would be like, dude, I don't want to do it, but like sometimes he'd be like, hey, you gotta kill it this time, I killed the other one. And you're like, oh man. So we got like a you know, a big ass, you know, a ruler, and we got a paper towel, and we just tried to like get it in like the corner.
Snap it?
Yeah, like just crack it, and then we just vacuum him up. Or right, we would just get him, we would call it the Davy Jones locker, and we would get it like a Kleenex and then flush him down the toilet, so that way like we knew he was done, you know.
Yeah,
fucked up.
Because if it was in the vacuum cleaner, they could climb out of there.
Yeah, like 3 months later, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure it would die. Yeah. But like, you know, like a few days later, it could still come out. I'm like, no, I'm gonna put that in the backyard, I'm gonna burn that bag, you know, like you go to the extreme measures. So if someone had a tarantula and that came out, it's gonna be like Home Alone, dude.
Oh man,
it's gonna be terrifying.
I speaking of spiders, me and Brandon had a sleepover one time, and we were probably like 12. Shout out Brandon Birch. And we watched Eight-Legged Freaks.
Oh, dude.
And Brandon does not like spiders.
And like he has a phobia?
Yeah.
You should watch, what was it? Arachnophobia with Jeff Daniels.
Oh.
Dude.
Next time he comes up, we'll watch it.
I'll talk about that right after this.
Okay. But yeah, we watched it. But Brandon's good because he like, he doesn't like he's afraid of them. But also, he always videotapes them and like sends them to me on like Instagram. So like, he's like fascinated, but also like doesn't like them. You know what I mean? That kind of like weird like fascination, but you also like, but we were in my room watching it on like my tiny little TV and on VHS. Oh yeah, it was on VHS.
We got what a an old school sentence. That was like the prehistoric I'm 30 sentence.
And we were so scared that there were spiders in the room. So we, my bed was like raised off the ground. So we stuffed our pillows under the bed and put pillows against the window and then like underneath the door so no spiders could get in.
How old are you?
I was probably like 10 maybe. Yeah, we were scared of the spiders. But it was actually a pretty good movie.
Well, like that reminds me of like the, I don't know if you, have you seen Arachnophobia?
I haven't.
Can I ruin it?
Yeah,
for
go
you?
For it.
I mean, you should totally watch it. I think it's on like Prime or something. Okay. It's really dumb. I showed it to Gabe and she was like, no, I'm not gonna watch that. That looks stupid. And I'm like, dude, it's really dumb. But I grew up watching it and I was like probably like 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And there's like a few scenes where like it shows, so basically what it is like a, it's like a small town and Jeff Daniels is an exterminator or something. I haven't watched this movie since I've seen it, so like I'm probably butchering the whole movie. But so Jeff Daniels is like an exterminator. No, he's not an exterminator, I lied, I'm sorry. Newman from Seinfeld, Wayne Knight, he's in it and he's an exterminator. So that was like, that's where I got. But Jeff Daniels is like, I don't know, like a family man or something like that. And like this whole town gets infested by all these killer spiders. Mm-hmm. And then so one by one, it shows like different scenes of the spiders, like they're poisonous spiders and they kill the people of the town. And then so there's this one scene where this like person is just watching a movie at home and she has this big bowl of popcorn. And then this killer spider, like they're like normal size, like, you know, like just like the hand, like the size of my hand kind of thing, like little baby tarantulas or something.
Right.
And then so there's a scene where there's a big popcorn and the tarantula gets in there. And then so the person is just eating popcorn. And then you see like it, like he's just watching the movie and you see the spider like crawl up and you're like, oh my God. And then so ever since that, I'm like, dude, I can't eat popcorn. Like he scared me.
Eat the spider?
No. Like he didn't eat the spider, but like he grabbed like the popcorn. The spider was in the popcorn. The spider bit the dude. Person died.
Oh.
And so like one bite, you're done.
Yeah.
And that's like what happened was in like when we worked at Starbucks, there was this one email that we all got and they're like, hey, so we get these bananas in from wherever and literally there's like these poisonous spiders that are in the bananas. And do you remember this?
No, I don't.
So it was like you were working for Starbucks at the time.
Okay.
And so it was, you remember, like, at Starbucks, they had, like they ordered, like, a 24-pack of, like, right. the hardest cardboard ever. You couldn't break that down. It was crazy. You could, like, knock someone out with that. It was, like, wood.
Yeah.
And so they told us that there was these poisonous spiders from, like, Brazil or something. I don't know where it was.
Yeah.
But there was some spiders that were going into these bananas and hanging out in the boxes.
Because there was, like, a humid environment in there with the, like, ripening bananas.
Yeah. So then every time I would open the box, it was like this thick plastic too, because there's like 24 bananas. I would open the box and it's like, ah! Like, you know, like just like beat it. You know, right. I'm like, oh my God, like what if a spider came
Brazilian
out?
Brazilian,
like,
spider?
Yeah, I'm going to die at work. Like the ultimate Dang. Fear that I don't want.
Yeah, the worst at Starbucks.
The worst. But we just started talking about spiders. I don't even know. This was a spider podcast apparently.
It was.
Because we just went off. And we're back.
Oh, we're back.
So, Jake, what's going on? What's new in 2022?
Well, we've got some new food news. You know, we got Veganuary is pretty popular, along with Dry January. So
wait, is Veganuary? Is that really
a thing?
It is
a thing, yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, locally, we've got a lot of businesses doing deals or just kind of highlighting other local vegan businesses, which is pretty cool. But there's also a bunch of the big players who are into this plant-based game right now. We've got the Burger King as the Impossible Whopper, which have you had that?
Yeah, How which comes it? With cheese.
Okay, so it's not vegan, but it's
not vegan.
Plant-based.
But it's definitely one of those where I'm like, if I'm going to Burger King, if I'm going to any of these places, I want to hurt myself. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, I want to, like, go big, you know?
You want to taste like Burger King stuff.
Yeah. Like, if I'm going to Burger King, which is, like, once every, like, I don't even know. Like, maybe, like, once every year? Like, that's stretching it, too.
Yeah.
Like, just going to Burger King, like, them introducing, like, oh, shit, like, you know, we got plant-based, we got the Beyond, we got the Impossible. You want to try it? And I think it was like $8 or something. It was like
Crazy.
Really expensive. And I'm like, you know, for like $5 more, I can go to like a brewery or go to a bar and get like a legit, like
yeah.
good tasting one.
Right.
Like, why is this so expensive? And it's just because they're like, hey, it's plant-based. And you're like, oh, so you're just going to charge, you're fast food, but you're going to charge like $3 less or $3. Yeah. $3 less than like an actual good one.
Yeah.
So like, it's good, but like you try it and you're like, this is still Burger King.
Right.
You know, like you're not going to feel like, you know what? I was feeling great today. I went for a walk and then I went to Burger King. But I got the Impossible Burger. I feel great.
Right.
Like, you're going to still feel like garbage
right.
after you eat that. But like, that just like brings it though of like, you know, it's like 2022. All these places are like looking for like more of a profit.
Yeah, they're like, trying to get that other the people that they lost over the years
yeah,
to veganism.
Like, well, I mean, McDonald's is supposed to have the like the McPlant.
Yeah. So actually, I was reading today that McDonald's they tested in the UK, but McDonald's is testing them to six or they're going to 600 stores for the McPlant burger. The Bay Area is one of the locations, and then Dallas Fort Worth area. There might be some more locations in here. So I'd be interested in trying that out.
Well, that's the thing though. It's like for vegan eaters and non-vegan eaters, you're going to be like, yeah, I'll give this a whirl and see how it is.
Yeah.
But it's always like you try it and you're like, I just wouldn't get it again.
Right.
Like when the Impossible Whopper came out,
mm-hmm.
I got it once and then I'm like, okay, tried it, done it. Cool. Good try.
We're not going to pay an extra $2-3 for it. Like,
yeah.
if it was the same price, you might go for that option instead of the regular one. But I don't know.
But here's the thing. So if Taco Bell was supposed to get like Beyond Meat, and their meat already tastes like horse meat, you know,
yeah.
it's not real meat. You're just
right.
like, it's seasoned something. They all taste the same.
Yeah.
But you're like, yeah, I would probably get Beyond Meat. Because it'll be a little safer.
Right.
Instead of like a horse, it's going to be like a pony or like a goat or something. You know, like it's
yeah.
like something less bad for you.
Right.
But like that's what I heard about like Jack in a Box is Jack in a Box. They're also doing plant-based as well.
Or are they?
But I don't know if it's Impossible or if it's Beyond.
I had the Beyond Del Taco burrito. And that one was pretty good.
Oh, don't get me started on Del Taco.
I like Del Taco.
They're beyond meat. Like, they're beyond tacos. I would get it again. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking about it right now. I'm like, dude, that sounds kind of good. That one out up in
Sandy. Want to go and grab some Beyond Burger or Beyond Burritos?
Let's go right now. Well, yeah. There's one in Vancouver. I mapped it out. There's one in Vancouver, which I went to, which I wasn't proud about it. But, like, this day, this was my day off. I was like, you know what? I want to get some food I haven't had in a long time.
But so, make it healthy.
But make it healthy, right? So in Portland, they do have some of the chain like restaurants every here and there, but it's like more small businesses and like, you know,
there's so much good food here.
You'll find like McDonald's and like you'll find like Taco Bell, but like they're kind of spread out through the city. It's not like how it was like in San Francisco where it was like even the there only was spread out. Yeah, in San Francisco it was like there was one Taco Bell.
It's not like suburbia where it's like they're everywhere. On every corner.
Like every exit off the highway is like the same. You're like, I swear I've been here. But I was like, you know what? I want to treat myself with today. And I was originally going to go to Quiznos.
Ooh, I love a good toasted sub.
Yeah, Quiznos is good, but also you're like once every few years. Yeah. Like you don't need Quiznos every day.
It's still just a sandwich.
Yeah, it's still a sandwich, but also you're like, I know this isn't healthy a sandwich. Yeah. This is toasted, oiled, and greased.
Roast beef and provolone.
Yeah, just give me the meats. Just go to Arby's. Shreddus. Shreddus all day.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Quiznos. So I went out, drove to Quiznos. And so Portland is literally like 15 minutes away from the nearest Quiznos. So it was in Vancouver, Washington. And so Vancouver, Washington is completely different than Portland. If you go into it, it's just like...
It's almost like immediately in like a big city / suburbia. Because it's like, it's a weird mix.
15 minutes away, you're just like, whoa, all these chains that I haven't seen in a really long time. This is literally like two exits off the freeway.
Right.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go into Quiznos. I'm going to... You have a bad day.
You can get a toasty sub.
Yeah. So I think like someone was like yelling out in front of the Quiznos, or like someone was just like being kind of weird in front of the Quiznos.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? No. And then I was like,
switch it up.
I'm going to go somewhere else. So then I ended up going to the Del Taco parking lot, got a lot of food from Del Taco, and it was really good.
You got him.
Got him. But like, yeah, I get the vegan when it's possible, because I'm like, with that one it's good, but like also with KFC introduced the Beyond Nuggets, which look like erasers.
That's what I've been seeing on the internet, and I heard they taste like erasers too, so I'm not so sure about that. I'm like, I'm kind of interested, but they're also fried in chicken, like, or like the same oil that the chicken is fried in. So they're like not vegan or vegetarian. They're just a plant-based option fried in chicken oil.
Yeah. What I heard is that you're supposed to go when they open, which no one should do.
Wait, what
you're
time supposed to go,
I don't know.
So I'm like not getting 10, that like before noon.
11? They probably open at a weird time where you're like, I'm sorry, that's way too early for this.
Yeah.
Like, who's starting their day off? Like, imagine being the first person in at a KFC.
I don't want to have all that oil in my body like immediately starting the day.
I feel like my heart would just hurt after that meal. You're just like, yep, I'm done for the day. I'm going to go home and nap, and I don't have a job. What I heard is you're supposed to be the first person there, and then that's like less chicken grease. Oh. Like it's a fresh batch. But like, I don't even know what time they open. But also, I wouldn't even want a fresh batch of that. I feel like it would taste exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, there's some pretty good chicken nuggets in the city, some vegan chicken nuggets in the city. So I'm like, do I even bother going to KFC and trying
this? I mean, honestly, like, it's funny because, like, the other day, Gabe was like, hey, I heard that the KFC Beyond Meat came out, and my dad was in town, and my dad eats nothing but fast food. Mm-hmm. And so my dad was like, for a suggestion, I was like, hey, where do you want to go for dinner, you know? And he was just like, you want to go to KFC? And I'm like, that was, like, the most dad answer I was expecting. But I was like, no, I'm cool. Like, I've been to KFC in, like, 5 years or something. Oh, no. I'll get the mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's it.
Like, we went, actually, I lied. We went the last time I went to KFC. We were going to see Tame Impala. It was like a 4-hour ride to go camp out at Tame Impala.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided to get gas somewhere, and it was like really rainy, and we had to stop and get supplies. And then we saw a Taco Bell KFC combo.
Taco Bell. Except, I think Taco Bell is the top tier.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've
talked about it so many times, but Taco Bell is definitely the top tier.
Yeah, Team Taco Bell, duh.
Because you can get everything. You have plenty of vegan options. There's plenty of vegetarian options. The meat's sketchy, but hopefully one day they'll get the Beyond Meat. Potatoes.
Maybe one day. But I got the KFC bowl.
Oh yeah.
And that was bowl. Oh my god, that was so good. I would actually, dude, if they had like the fake meat, the fake erasers in there, I would get that. I would totally get that.
Well, Dirty Lettuce here in Portland has famous bowls. They have like infamous bowls.
Oh yeah, those are really good actually. Yeah.
So shout out Dirty Lettuce.
We should just make our own KFC bowls.
Yeah.
Instead of going there, we'll just make our own version of the KFC bowl, but we'll do vegan.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
But yeah, we should go get the KFC bowl.
Yeah.
But like in real talk though.
But like we'll just get the mashed potatoes on the side, you get the Beyond Nuggets, and then you get the corn, and then that's really it, right? You're gonna be a biscuit?
No, that's too much. What are you, insane? The KFC is listening. Like, all right, put biscuits in the famous bowl.
Guy said biscuits.
The weird thing is that, like, you know, Instagram and everything is, like, once you look at one thing, it kind of, like, reminds you to look at everything else related to it. So now, because I clicked on a link, or, like, not a link, but, like, a video, and someone was trying the KFC Beyond Meat, and they're like, it's a whole video of them like doing the boxing and unboxing, and then they show what's inside and like, this looks good, and everyone's a critic, and then so they take a bite and they're like rating, and they have all this stuff. So now all my Instagram is people eating food, and now
mukbang.
It's like I have like a few videos that go back and forth. It's this one lady that she goes to fast food restaurants. And she orders the weirdest thing that they have heard. So she goes to like Wendy's, she goes to like KFC, she's like, hey, what's the weirdest order you've ever had? And they tell them, and then she tries it.
I would be annoyed if I was the worker, and they were like, give me something strange. You're like, I don't know. I'm going to give you like, if I was at Starbucks, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to give you milk with lemonade and
vanilla syrup.
And whipped cream, yeah. And then a sausage biscuit shoved in the middle of that. Like
blended.
Enjoy.
Blended in. Yeah.
And she'd be like, this is gross. I'm like, you told me to get you
this
anything.
Is your fault. Yeah. Like, you did this. But that's her whole channel. I don't even know her name. It's just all of my feed now. And then there's another guy that is just in his car. And the weird thing is that, like, he tries all these things that, like, everyone, like, says, like, this is the best thing to get. Mm-hmm. So he goes, like, Arby's, gets, like, this, and he rates them. And so today, I was watching one, and Andy Milonakis was in his video. And I'm like, how big is this guy? You know, like, how famous, but, like, to have Andy Milonakis, like, just randomly, like, he probably paid him, and they got, like, fish and chips, and he ate the fish and chips in his car, and it was so awkward. Oh. Like, you could tell it was, like, so many cuts, because it's, like, a 20-second, like, because Instagram feeds are just TikTok throwaways, because I don't have TikTok, so this is like how I deal with TikTok.
It's the extra cuttings from TikTok.
YouTube has the same shit. I'm pretty sure Facebook has it too.
Yeah.
But like everyone's just doing that, and I'm like, oh, I don't need TikTok because I already have this. And you press a button, and you're like, these videos are done.
And they just scroll forever.
And then it's like 3 p.m. and I'm like, where'd my day go? Yeah. And I'm like, why did I even log onto my phone? Like, it's just like I go onto it, and I'm like, I don't even like these videos. Yeah. And I'm like, damn.
You know, that's crazy, man.
But yeah, we gotta try a KFC Beyond.
Yeah, we'll definitely do a review. Maybe we'll put it on our Instagram for we'll get one of those reels.
Yeah, but we gotta get a famous bowl too.
We'll get a famous bowl, and then we'll get the Beyond Nuggets, and then we'll get Del Taco Beyond Me as well.
And we'll just, oh my god, all in one day.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bad day for
us. That sounds terrible.
I feel bad for our girlfriends.
We'll do one. I don't think I can stomach two of those.
It'll be a gaseous night for sure.
It would be like you'd order one there and then we fill up on Del Taco. Honestly, it would be like...
Honestly, we would probably need to like go camp somewhere because like the ladies will not want to have us back at the house.
No. I mean, no one... They don't even want us there to begin with.
Right, yeah. All right. That wraps it up for this episode. Thanks for listening, everybody. We have our new website is live, beanieboys.com. Go check it out. We've got a... Not a bunch of stuff, but it's kind of basic.
It's coming along.
It's coming along, yeah. So go check that out. Thanks for listening.